Good morning, a Friday morning. Back with us, Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Well, here's a question that you're going to have to answer. Why Brexit can be a big break for Saratoga County?
Yeah, this is a really interesting story. More than 450 Irish companies and investors are interested in opening up offices or other factories in the United States over the next 1 to 3 years. That's according to Globify, an organization that helps these European companies pull together deals in the U.S. One CEO from Ireland, Donal Byrne, visited Saratoga County 2 days before Britain pulled out of the European Union. He and other Irish executives feared that the move would drive up their costs and make it harder to do business in the UK. Byrne's company makes modular homes, and his goal is to start production in the US within the next 12 months. He says that Saratoga has everything he's looking for, but he is also being courted by Warwick, Rhode Island, where he has already sold several dozen of the modular homes he makes. He plans to decide on the location for the future growth of his company in the next 2 months. The pipeline of investments coming from Ireland has quadrupled during the years leading up to Britain's exodus from the European Union. Saratoga Economic Development Corp. has spent the past 18 months building relationships with executives and Globify, meeting dozens of Irish business executives with the goal of luring them to upstate New York. And according to Globify, corporate and sales tax rates in New York are actually much lower than the 51% of profits that Irish businesses end up paying when you combine all taxes on their operations in the UK. And then when you add in potential tariffs after Brexit, there's really no comparison. SEDC is bringing 25 of these companies to Saratoga in July to see if there are opportunities to do business right here in upstate New York.
Well, the University of Albany and higher education in general each year goes to the legislature and wants money. The University of Albany specifically asking the state to invest $20 million, and they say the return will be a lot of new engineers.
That's right. They're asking for the $20 million to help finance the future home of their College of Engineering and Applied Sciences. This is the fifth time UAlbany has requested money from the state to help pay for the work. The building is the former Albany High School at the corner of Western and Northlake Avenues. UAlbany President Javidan Rodriguez says the project will be transformative for the school, helping them recruit more students and, in turn, increasing the number of engineers graduating and entering the workforce. Rodriguez says UAlbany is one of the most diverse research institutions in the country, and diversifying the field of engineering is badly needed across the whole country. Among adults with bachelor's degrees or higher, Black professionals represent 7%, and Hispanic professionals represent 6% of the science, technology, engineering, and math workforce, according to the Pew Research Center. The State Department of Labor projects that the demand for engineering jobs in the Albany area will increase over the next decade. UAlbany has already invested $16 million in the building, including the $2 million purchase price. The total project is expected to cost around $60 million. The college has already set aside about two-thirds of the money needed for the project, and President Rodriguez said the last $20 million is critical to completing the full renovation of the building.
Melissa Mangini is the editor of the Albany Business Review and joins us each Friday. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.